This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Locomotion Wednesday, the 17th of April. Yes, we are locomoting into the essentials of the day. It's Wednesday. I'm Doug. There's Jennifer over there. Right out of bushy tail. Say it again, Doug. Oh, there it is. Bushy tailed. Victoria Keelan is here. V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A. Sounds like we could make a song out of that. Victoria.
I think the Kinks did, but you could try again.
They beat me to the punch. Kara Schillen at the ready. Have you ever taken boxing lessons, Kara? I don't know why I was thinking about you and boxing.
I just boxed last night, so
really?
That's why it was
that.
On your mind.
Really? So there it is. I'm psychic or psychotic. One or the other, or perhaps both. How do you do? Let's get started. I think, Jennifer, you took boxing lessons once, didn't you? You were thinking about it?
I have not.
No. Well,
probably be good though.
Yeah,
actually,
it's so hard. I did kickboxing for a little bit, and I was just like laid out. It is the most exhausting total body workout.
Yeah, it's good cardio. It's very good cardio.
I'm too lazy.
All right, let's. Oh no, can't be lazy. Got to be up and at 'em. All right, so Jennifer, a lot of focus on several different things today. Where do we start?
Well, we start in Denver, where schools in the greater Denver area will be closed today because authorities search for a woman whom they described as armed and infatuated with the Columbine mass shooting days before the 20th anniversary of the attack. Pretty strange story. Local, state, federal officials are all working together. They're searching for Sol Pies, who is 18. She made credible but unspecific threats after traveling from Miami to Denver on Monday night. She's considered dangerous, and there's a lot of people looking for her. After she arrived in Denver, she immediately went to a store and bought a pump-action shotgun and ammunition. She's considered a threat to the community and to schools, but no information on any specific threat to any particular location. This is a big deal for people living in Colorado, however, because nearly 20 school districts in the greater Denver area are going to be closed on Wednesday due to these security concerns as they wait to see if they can catch this woman. 20th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting comes up soon. The school districts affected include Douglas, Aurora, Jefferson County, Cherry Creek, Columbine. Is in Jefferson County, for the record. The Colorado Department of Education recommended that Denver area schools conduct lockouts and controlled release on Tuesday, so schools went into lockdown mode yesterday. Exterior doors were locked. School continues as normal, but they are on extreme high alert, I guess would be the way to describe this. So they wait and see what happens, but this was seen to be a credible enough threat where they are not taking any risks with this on Wednesday. She was seen wearing camouflage pants. They know she has the shotgun. She went into the foothills. That was where she was last seen. But according to police, her comments, her actions, and some of the witnesses that know her say that they should be concerned that she is going to do something. So her image is being circulated. She's 5'5". Again, black t-shirt, camouflage pants, and black boots. And that's what they're looking for today in Denver.
Do we know how old she is?
18.
You said 18. So is she really a woman? Is 18 to be... Where do we draw the line? How do we decide who is a man at what age? And is it something
typically
that...
Typically it's 18.
Age,
under the eyes of the law, she's a woman because right. She would be treated as an adult.
All right. When you were 18 years old, Kara, did you consider yourself a woman?
I guess it depends in what respect. I mean, did I feel like a full-blown adult? Not really, because I hadn't gone out into the world and done all that much, but I guess
right.
In terms
that's
of...
The thank you. You clarified it better than I did.
Is
adult
than
is
woman.
The word.
Yeah.
Yes, adult is the word here. So, adult, at 18, are you an adult? And in this day and age, my answer to that question would be, for the most part, no.
But I guess it also depends. Was I mature? not that much.
That's another good word. Was I an adult?
Yeah. Yes, because I don't know. I guess it depends how you're defining adult. Legally, yes. Had I learned enough in school and in life to know that I shouldn't go to schools and shoot people up? Yeah. I'd learn that by 18. I mean, I don't think
that
I don't
know if that's something you can learn.
Yeah. And so should she be treated as an adult if something happens or if she's making these threats? Yeah, I think so. You should know at that point that's, you know, has repercussions and isn't something you should do.
By definition, though, isn't this insanity? Isn't she mentally, without ever knowing her really or knowing her yet,
this
anyway,
is ridiculous.
Under this circumstance, what creates, what builds, what makes somebody at 18 this angry, this upset, this outrageously unsocial? How many different ways can we describe it? How, what we know about her childhood, where she lived? I mean, what do we?
She's from Florida, right? She wasn't just traveling. They say. Well, I don't know if they say that she's a resident, but they said she flew from Miami to Denver.
So how do you just walk into a store in another state and buy a gun?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
That's a great question.
Especially if you have an out-of-state ID. Aren't there rules in place for like waiting periods and stuff?
Yeah.
In California, you wouldn't see that gun for like over 2 weeks.
Same in New Jersey. Yeah, same in New Jersey. I don't know what Colorado's gun laws are, but that seems really ridiculous that someone could just get off a plane and buy a shotgun and ammunition.
Sure does. Yep, sure does. So there are all kinds of signs here, and the whistle may have, somebody should have blown the whistle, but we find that all the time. Look at this guy who was found guilty yesterday of murdering a 5-year-old girl. This is insanity. It's craziness. The guy who threw the kid off of the overhead at the Mall of America the other day. The same, I mean, you can go through any number of things. People who are threatening other people, whether it's personally or not.
And everyone seems to be getting younger. And that's really a scary trend, too.
Younger.
Because this girl's 18. We see, you know, the kid who shot up Parkland was 19. His younger brother's obviously got problems, too. This, you know, the guy who threw the little boy off the balcony, he was 24. What is going on with that 25 and under generation? There's such an insurgence of mental illness. And then the kid who just burned the three churches, how old was he, 21? It just seems like every time we see these stories, it's not, you know, crazy old Unabomber. It's a young person, a really young person.
A lot of young, angry people. And why are they angry? Then it's the same sort of thing in terms of...
I think it's a lot of mental illness. And I know, Jen, you've said this for a while, and I fully agree with you. I think we're not really addressing the full problem. We're seeing these reactions of violence.
Not addressing
the real
it at all.
Source. Yeah, we're not... We're just... I don't know what else we should be doing, but we're not doing anything right now.
Oh. Well, other than a 3-day hold, there's nothing that people can do unless the person themselves want to seek help. And I think that's something that is a huge flaw with our system. And look, it's controversial, but the fact that we don't have places that are mental institutions anymore, that we've been closed down during the 80s because people said that they were awful, horrible places, which I believe. I'm sure that many of them were mismanaged and awful,
they just
horrible.
Throws them down.
Right, but you can't just pretend they don't exist. You have to actually remedy the problem and try to figure out what that looks like if we do. I mean, this goes back to some of the homeless problems. I know a lot of big cities are seeing that. We have in Los Angeles over 50,000 homeless people. Now, most normal people do not choose to live on the street. There are programs in place that a lot of people will use when they're really in need. The people that I think we typically see on the streets are people who are so far down the road of drug addiction and mental illness and maybe both because they're trying to self-medicate. And you're never going to find a problem for that. You can throw as much money as you want to at that problem. You're never going to find it unless you get to the core of why people are making a concerted effort and choice.
So why are we doing
sleep
that,
outside.
Jennifer? Why are we? Why aren't
because
we?
Because people don't want to hear someone like me saying we need to open mental institutions again.
Why?
I've been attacked many times for saying that, and I don't do it out of a place of anger or being mean. I actually think it's better for someone to be cared for.
The evidence is so strong that the world has become, and the younger thing, I just came across the story of Caitlin McClure, who launched a GoFundMe page. And scammed $400,000. She scammed this money out of people who responded to a plea from her to help a homeless man that she was trying to rescue in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, and he was in on it, too. That was a big... We talked about that on the show like a year and a half ago, and that started. It's ridiculous. Now, they're all going to jail.
Yeah. So, but she's a young 20-something-year-old woman who comes up with this deviance. All of it's deviance. But she didn't kill anybody, but she was a deviant. The deviance is the mental part of the story, Jennifer. These people all have a certain type of deviance. And then you think about yourself, wherefore, what is it, but for the luck of God or something or other, I go there. We all probably have a little something that's twisted in us. But how much of a, think about your own life, what you know about yourself that nobody else knows. There's probably one thing with all of us that we have to ourselves, that we keep to ourselves. And we think that, you know, we do that probably because we think it's a certain kind of deviant. And the deviance shows up in different ways, and it's another, I think there's a certain societal responsibility that we have. I've said this all along, that we need to take care of people who are, for whatever the reason, not able to take care of themselves. There are just some evil people. Is evil deviance? I'm not sure that they are, that you can put an equal sign between the two words. In some cases, yeah. But then again, recognizing it and doing something about it. There's so much, this is part of, maybe this is where we'll draw the line here. The public school system has become, in a way, our mental health system. We take children out of classes, or we give them their so-called special needs children. Most of them are physical, but some of them are mental and emotional, and they don't really know what to do with them. They do have experts on staff in some school systems, but is that really the place for it? That's a large, huge social gathering of people, and oftentimes if you're taken out of that large gathering, you are branded as something or someone who is not to be associated with. Sure, that's the way to handle it. I think we're wrestling with this, but we aren't wrestling with it the right way by any stretch of the imagination. There are many other countries that are much more sophisticated. I think you look at, especially the northern European countries, the Scandinavian countries, much further ahead when it comes to this sort of thing than we are. So, something to be thinking about for sure. Wow. What a story, that Columbine thing. Who would have ever thought after all this time? Wow. And why the news media wants to focus on it so much? Oh, 20th anniversary.
Remember, no, I don't think the news media is. I think that at the time, that was one of the first major school shootings that got 24-hour covers, the coverage on the news networks. And we talked about their names, and it became very glorified and glamorized. Yep. And now we don't say the shooters' names most of the time. And, you know, we kind of gloss over the... putting all the attention on the people who actually do the shooting. But at that point, we talked all about those kids.
Yeah, I think it's getting a focus now because they just want to put her face out so, you know, hopefully a civilian can help catch her.
Here's some good news amongst all the bad news. Martha Stewart has come to the surface with a brand new item that you can taste test yourself. Martha and Marley Spoon. Boy, are people excited. We've been talking about this on the air for about, 2 weeks? And the number of people who are just texting the word fork to 246-810, amazing, incredible, about the food, the fresh food, healthy choices. You can get your first three meals free. Taste test, fork to 246-810. That's the food. That's where you get it. And that's where you taste test. It really is. I'm an advocate for fresh food, healthy choices. Farmer Doug advises you to text fork. Text the word fork to 246-810. Find out how the Martha and Marley Spoon system works. Get started with three free meals right now. Fork is the word you text. 246-810.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ladies, tell me to stop starting sentences with so. Every once in a while, I get into a bad habit. So, Cher and Jimmy Fallon were on together on Monday night, and I said I was up late, having just gotten back from a trip. So I was watching a little bit, and Cher and Fallon were doing a sort of, I don't know, lip sync or karaoke version of this. And Fallon was stupid, but it made me think, as I go back over the years I've been playing music from Cher, she was just getting big when she and her husband Sonny got started in the 60s. Imagine being around and being on the top of your game for that long and looking as good as she does, sounding as good as she is. She has so much fun in her life. She was telling the story to Fallon. It went and shut up for a minute so she could actually tell the story. A story I'd never heard before. Sonny woke her up in the middle of the night after they'd just gotten married and said, "Look, I got this idea for a song, and I want you to come practice it with me." And she said, no, I want to stay in bed. So he said, no, it'll only take a few minutes. So they spent 40 minutes trying to do exactly. That's the song. Yeah, I got you, babe. And she said, "This is terrible. This will never be a hit." It was a fabulously huge hit. And that's what made the mark, got them started, Sonny and Cher. So if you dreamed about listening to Cher, she's got so much material. Apparently Sirius has decided they want a Cher channel, and they've got it, celebrating the music of her life, the influences from her. It launches today and runs through the 1st of May, so it's a limited run Cher channel. The original cast album for Broadway's The Cher Show, which is a musical about her life. I want to see this from childhood until present. They had the three girls that were playing Cher in the Broadway show on that Fallon show the other night.
It's probably going to be really good because she is so involved in it, and you know she's a perfectionist. So this isn't someone just writing a show about her, that she was really involved. So I think this is going to be great.
Very much so. So around for six decades, lots of great music. Cher also providing stories that will be aired through the channel's run. Quote, I can't imagine anybody doing a better job with my music than the cast of the Cher show. I'm looking forward to talking about the show and my career on this Sirius XM channel. It's a Channel 4. That's interesting because 4 has been beaten around. 4 used to be the old-timers music in the 40s. But that's a good place for it because early on, right at the beginning, starts at noontime today, ends at 3 o'clock on the 1st of May. Subscribers who've been registered since April 3rd will be able to enter a contest to win a trip to New York to see the Cher show on Broadway, as well as Cher herself live at Madison Square Garden. She's taking over New York. She's currently touring to support her new ABBA tribute album, which has great music on it. It's just fabulous. What she's doing, how she's doing it, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So, just nothing. Yeah, listen to this, her version of dancing. Voice, how strong it is.
And she always has such a beautiful voice, and it hasn't gone anywhere, I don't think.
She's strutting her stuff on that show the other night. She had fun with Fallon. She let him be a fool. But it just,
Well, she's got a good sense of humor.
Right. And she's, I don't know what she's, who's the guy in her life? She got anybody in her life now?
I don't know.
Not
sure.
Not obvious, but.
I don't think Cher would be single for too long.
No, she likes the young guys. good for her. All right, there it is, the story of the Sirius XM Cher channel. Starts today, 28 after on the DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said the quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just shy of the 20-year anniversary of the shootings at Columbine, more than 4 dozen school districts and schools in the Denver, Colorado area are closed today because of a threat posed by a woman who's reportedly infatuated with those mass shootings. More than 500,000 students are going to be staying home today. The woman is still on the loose. With over $700 million already pledged for the rebuilding effort, there is high hope that the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris can be rebuilt after a massive fire this week. Among those who watched it was the Father Gerald Murray of the Church of the Holy Family in New York.
Unbelievable watching that burn. I've been to Notre Dame Cathedral when I was a high school student studying French. And that memory, you know, immediately came back to me, that the magnificent cathedral suddenly up in flames.
USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen inviting you to have a great day with all of us here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, lots of folks around the country listening on great radio stations here, there, and everywhere, and also on TuneIn Radio right now. You can listen. It's called, I remember when first we did TuneIn, it's free internet radio. It seems kind of funny to say that right now. And then, of course, there are the DJV Show podcasts that you can get all the time at djvshow.com. All the best conversations, some fun stuff. So there is something for everybody here on the DJV program. A very good example of you can be almost everything to almost everyone. Victoria is going to lead off with a story that will appeal to not necessarily everybody, but probably most everybody. Yes, Victoria?
Well, this is I don't know about appeal, but this is certainly a story that everyone should be concerned about.
Yeah.
National
yeah.
Geographic, I know that's one of your favorites, Doug. They yeah. have just released some pretty alarming new research, and they have already said, you know, they've done lots of studies on pollution and plastics in the ocean, and of course they found plastic pollution in the deepest oceans, and unfortunately now they have discovered that microplastics have traveled to the Pyrenees Mountains of southern France. They've actually been blown there and deposited by the wind. And this is the Pyrenees Mountains, that's a mountain chain that forms the border between Spain and France. And it is always, up until now, it's been considered to be pristine. And in terms of relatively untouched by pollution, untouched by, you know, the types of other environmental issues that we see in other well-populated areas. However, now they have found that microplastics, you hear that term a lot, but what it means is that it's plastics that have been broken down by wind and by bouncing around in the ocean, and it essentially ends up the size of a sesame seed, which is what makes it so incredibly difficult to capture. And out in California, and you know, and off the coast of Northern California, where they have like the lots of microplastic areas that have been spotted by satellites in space, there's really no way to capture that. And unfortunately, that's what fish eat, and then we find whales that are washed up with tons of plastic in their system. They've done DNA testing on a lot of different species of fish now, and they have found that they have microplastics in their systems. And what that does is it prevents the fish from being fertile. So it's a two-for-one deal of why microplastics are so dangerous. And so National Geographic said, quote, "It was incredible how much microplastic was being deposited on the Pyrenees Mountains. Microplastic is the new atmospheric pollutant. And they found that these, over a period of 5 months, they studied this particular area of the Pyrenees, they found substantial amounts of microplastic fragments along with film and fiber debris. And they determined that 365 microplastic particles per square meter dropped from the sky each day. Now, this is being blown by the heavy winds that are there. And they said that this is 73% of deep water fish in the North Atlantic Ocean have already eaten particles of microplastic. Think about that. 73% of the fish that we eat from the Northern Atlantic has microplastic particles in its system.
And that's where
that's how bad it is right now.
Fish comes for Europe and for America, fishing off the northern banks and all the way across.
And if you're eating what they call if you're at a restaurant and you order North Atlantic salmon, that's all farm raised, and so that's essentially what they're eating as well. So they're culled in a little area. Farm raised fish is bad for you anyway, and now we know that that's what they're also eating. So they say that
anywhere where we can find, I mean, realize how serious a problem this is in terms of where our food is coming from.
It's a huge problem that I don't think people think about.
This is just another example of how it is. All right, good job.
And here's the one in Science Magazine is also working with National Geographic on this, and this is something that I didn't know. They say that tiny particles of microplastic can travel farther than 60 miles. Now, that's through the ocean and through the air.
There are microplastic bits in your toothpaste, for God's sakes. If you have a toothpaste that says it's a whitening toothpaste.
Oh, the microbeads, yeah.
The microbeads, it's the same stuff.
Essentially,
it's the same thing.
Yeah, and it ends up right back in the waterways, too.
Right.
So it contributes to that.
You poop it out, and bingo, it goes to the waste treatment plant, and it gets spread on fields, and there it is. It's all back. It's everywhere.
You spit it down the sink, and then it doesn't get filtered by your local water municipality because they don't have that system in place to screen it, so it just ends up in the waterways.
Well, I have a septic system in my house, and most of the country places have that. But if you're in the city, it's all going right into the... I drove by a place in Florida. When was I there? What's today? Wednesday, Monday afternoon, when I was leaving Ken Kronhaus's office on my way to the airport. I went the back way, and it's beautiful farms. There's some great, great farms in central Florida. And I was driving down this country road. I had a few extra minutes. I wanted to see some of the farms and stuff. And I drove into this little community, and there's a wastewater treatment facility. And they treat all kinds of stuff in there, human waste and other forms of waste. And I thought to myself as I was driving around the businesses, the odor... What people think, I grew up on a farm and I'm used to odor. And this is the kind of odor, really pungent odor. The farms have animals and they spread the manure and stuff. It's, unless you're right on top of it, you don't smell it. But driving by this, born, raised, and still around the farm, I'm used to it. It was really strong, and it was mostly, as I said, a wastewater treatment plant treating human waste. And then there were big piles of it in the yard. They were being loaded on trucks, I'm sure, were being brought to farms to spread. And you just wonder, again, about the waste that we are creating, that kind of waste, other kinds of waste. It's just, we're just, Mother Nature will take care of it in one way or another, sooner or later. But
when the planet explodes, I'm glad I won't be here for that.
Yeah. All right, while we're in France, let's talk for a minute, ladies, about the terror. Well, is the terror of watching. I guess maybe that's my thinking as I look at some of these pictures of the Notre Dame fire and the more information that's coming out about what went on prior to it, and who was involved or what was involved in it. This is something that not only are people in France concerned about, but now the Brits seem to be concerned about Westminster. Have you ever been to England? And you know how important Westminster Abbey is, and all those buildings that are Parliament homes, right along the river, right along the Thames. There, these are old buildings, and they are iconic. Some of them are in terrible shape, and so the palace is another place. So the leaders in Europe are looking at all their old buildings, wondering, are we susceptible to the same sort of thing here as was the case in Paris? And so I just, it's something to think about.
I think they're justified in worrying about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they already have
a building, but
they already have a 24-hour fire brigade surveillance, so they have someone who's,
right,
I guess, on foot. But still, and maybe that could have prevented the Notre Dame fire if someone had actually been patrolling. But they definitely
story with Notre Dame is that they actually had a fire alarm go off because there was a mass going on. They had closed, I think the public tours were closed, but they had a mass going on. And the alarm went off, I think, at 20 past 6 on Monday night. And then they cleared everybody out of the cathedral, and the security guard spent 20 minutes looking for smoke or fire. They couldn't find it. So they went back outside. The second alarm went off, and that's when they were actually able to find smoke coming from the roof where the scaffolding met the roof. But that's why there's a lot of talk about whether or not this was renovations, if this was intentionally set, what happened. And then I think the better question is if, you know, why they didn't have a better plan in place. Now,
right,
obviously, Notre Dame is a very old cathedral, but in certain parts of it, they had sprinklers, and other parts they didn't. And it sure seemed like they didn't have a way to quickly figure out where the fire and the smoke was coming from if they had two separate alarms go off to notify these guards. So someone was in place. It's just for some reason, nobody was able to detect where the fire was coming from. That's the problem. I just think whether you're a target for terrorism, whether it's, you know, Islamic terror, if it's homegrown terror, whatever it is, if you've got 12 million people coming through your building every year, you've got to have a plan like this. Someone could just drop a cigarette. It doesn't have to be anything nefarious, and you've got a major problem. So
I think that one of the things that is common often in these renovations, and this is what made me think about it, because there's a big couple billion dollars being spent to renovate the palace in London. And you get in there doing the work, and electric sparks are flying and all kinds of stuff. This, more often than not, these fires have started during renovations. Seen it happen over and over again, and I'm thinking that that's probably what it was over there. It's just a shame. I thought one of the interesting sidelights here was that chaplain, remember, who tended the victims 4 years ago in the terror attack in Paris? Hero, once again, he entered into the cathedral as it was burning to help authorities rescue some of the relics that were there. Jean-Marc Fournier, the chaplain of the Paris Fire Service, entered the cathedral with firefighters and the police to help salvage some of the artifacts there. There were, I guess he had a lot of keys to various places in the building and codes to open up doors and stuff. So they got the crown of thorns. They got some of the other things, some of the precious and venerable relics that were in there. He said the police took the crown and I took the Holy Sacrament from the wafers, the body of Christ, out. Officials have started relocating some of the artifacts, but imagine being there in these circumstances. There's a tip of the hat to somebody.
Yeah. Well, they said the human chain that a lot of the fire, because there were 400 firefighters and they weren't all holding hoses, but a lot the human chain that they formed, that was another way that they got the artifacts out. And you know, thankfully they were able to do that.
Anybody paying attention to the NBA playoffs? Is there a...
No, okay. I know the Clippers are going. Sorry.
The Clippers are going? The Clippers are going. The Clippers are going. Okay, so what's happening in hockey playoffs?
If you're well, the those. Islanders, for the first time since 1983, have advanced through the first round of the playoffs in the NHL playoffs. So that has made my husband extremely happy. And so they'll probably end up going against the Capitals. That's my guess. They're still playing in that series, and that's going to be tough because the Caps won last year. And you and that night that the Caps won, Doug, you and Lewis and Rich and I were all together in New York City, and Rich was a very happy man. Yeah, you left early. Yeah. You walked into the bar. He took one look around. He went, "Oh, I'm out."
Good thing he wasn't in DC because DC almost burned down that night.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
The day today officially proclaimed Ellis Island Family History Day. Been designated that way for a number of years under the auspices of the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island Foundation, National Genealogical Society. Historically, the 17th of April marks the day back in 1907 when more immigrants were processed through Ellis Island than any other day. 11,747 people had been through there. 40% of our population in some way, shape, or form can trace their roots. I was watching a show, and I forgot on what channel. I don't even know who this guy is. It was on PBS, I think.
Oh, that's Henry Louis Gates.
Henry Louis Gates, that's right.
Yeah.
And he had Dr. Phil on.
I love the show that he has.
Yeah.
Finding your roots, tracing your roots, or something like that.
Right, yeah. Found out, much to Phil's chagrin, that his great-great-grandfather was a slave owner. Phil was a little taken aback by that, but it's, you know, good entertaining, informing television, which is all.
The best one is when Spike Lee found out that he has a white relative, and he met the white relative. That was unbelievable. It changed his entire perspective on life
for that day.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, Jennifer, what's on television tonight?
Well, an interesting show, actually, tonight, when we're talking about PBS, it's called Breakthrough, The Ideas That Changed the World. And while I think a lot of people poo-poo some of the programming on PBS, this one sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, good stuff.
It talks about some of the greatest, earliest human inventions and how things got started that really changed the way we live our life here on this planet. PBS has that show starting at 10 o'clock tonight. You can check that one out. The Magicians, a season finale, happens tonight on Sci-Fi. That's at 9 o'clock. If you're looking to spark your tummy for summer travels, Delicious Destinations happens at 10 o'clock on the Cooking Channel. This time they're going after Louisville, Kentucky. That's the birthplace of a lot of famous baseball players. And guess what? Muhammad Ali also there. So you can check that out. On FX tonight, What Do We Do in Shadows? That's new tonight at 10 o'clock. And then on the networks, ABC is in reruns tonight, except for Whiskey Cavalier, which is brand new at 10 o'clock. CBS All News, Survivor's got another castaway elimination, Million Dollar Mile with Tim Tebow's at 9 o'clock. And SEAL Team is at 10. CW All New with Riverdale and Jane the Virgin. That starts at 8. Fox has a new episode of Empire, followed by Star. And all of your Chicago shows tonight are in reruns on NBC, Dougie, so you can catch up on something else. How about that?
Yes, I'll do that. Yes, catch up on my sleep, maybe.
Maybe, that would be good.
Yes. All right, we're at it. On top of things here on the DJV show at 10 before the hour.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
At 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time. Get right down to business here. Victoria Keelan has studied some of the things going on. I even was interested in this yesterday. I don't pay much attention to a lot of the tech news, but when I saw that AT&T sold its stake in Hulu, it got my attention, mostly because of the amount of money involved. What's the story?
Yeah, Hulu might look very different a year from now because AT&T has sold, they only had a 10% stake in Hulu, but they sold it back to Hulu for $1.4 billion. And now the Hulu is technically, now it's owned by Disney, Fox, and Comcast. They were the three major shareholders, and then AT&T had the 10%. Disney gained a controlling interest in Hulu when it bought Fox, and now the AT&T sale means Disney owns 66% of Hulu. This is not great news, in my opinion, because Disney already has announced Disney Plus. Disney Plus has so many different properties and all kinds of different content. I think Hulu is probably going to disappear or get kind of folded into something that Disney's already working on. Now, the bad news is Hulu is pretty much the only streaming service right now that allows you to watch shows from NBC and Comcast and AT&T networks, which basically they own TBS and TNT and CW and things like that. And so now with all of these companies getting fractioned off to go to do their own thing, it's just more subscriptions that the consumer needs to pay for. Because if you want Disney stuff, you're going to have to pay Disney every month. If you want the new Warner Media, which has AT&T and HBO and all these other networks, you're going to have to pay them separately. And in the meantime, Hulu is probably just going to continue with their original programming. So I don't know if that's enough to keep people. I know The Handmaid's Tale people love, and they have a few other original shows on Hulu. But the live TV stuff is going to probably come to an end because they just won't have the rights to stream it anymore. So my advice is, if you have old shows on Hulu that you really enjoy watching, binge them now because I don't know how much longer they're actually going to be there.
All right. Sounds like a big deal. Privacy app Jumbo, helping people navigate social media privacy settings. Let's find out how to do that.
The Geek Out.
Protecting your online privacy, like protecting your credit score, can involve, one, an understanding of how to do it, and two, a discipline to keep up with it. A person's social media is a real security soft spot, but now there's a growing set of services to help you maintain that good level of security. There's a new privacy assistant app called Jumbo, and it guides you to the best privacy settings for your Facebook and Twitter accounts. It also helps with search histories. Now the question is, how long will these giant companies allow for what Jumbo does? Because if everybody really locks down their social media accounts, the power and financial viability of those platforms is really watered down. Jumbo is a free app, currently only for iOS, and we've posted the link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Sandbar Portside.
What?
Sandbar on port side.
What side?
Port side. The left.
Where?
Port side. The left. Port me left.
Got it. Left.
There's a reason they say curse like a sailor.
Just the left.
Many reasons. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now, continuing with another focus on the Notre Dame fire, apparently drones helped to put out the fire. That's kind of an interesting twist on this.
It is really interesting because as the world watched Notre Dame burning, a lot of people were wondering, where is the fire brigade? Why are we not seeing the firemen, you know, with hoses everywhere? That was the big question everyone was wondering. People said it took up to 2 hours for them to get there. That actually wasn't true. What they did use, though, they used drones to help assess where exactly they should aim the water to best distinguish or extinguish the fire.
From the top down. That's good.
From the top down. And I remember just yesterday when we were talking about this, I had said that some of the aerial footage, which I had thought came from a helicopter, a news helicopter, and I said you could see how the whole roof, I didn't realize the whole roof was wooden and how it all burned, but it turns out that was all drone footage. And drones are not allowed to fly in Paris, but obviously the fire brigade called in the police drone unit, and these are a team of professional drone pilots, and they are there for critical missions, and so they waived the no-fly zone over Notre Dame, and essentially that's how they were able to put out this fire. One of the other cool add-ons is that a guy named Andrew Tallon, was a professor of art at Vassar. He did a complete laser scan of the cathedral in 2015. Now they're saying that because it's a perfect digital replica, it could help rebuild it.
Wow.
Which
pretty
is so
interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.